I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Now, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. I'm going to think a bit this evening about why Jesus came. Last year, there was an advert that Sainsbury's did, and we're going to take a look at that in a moment. We give all that we've got for the ones that we love. And there's a great picture in the little advert there where the small boy runs across the stage as a plug and throws himself into the socket, and releasing the power that makes everything work. Little girl, the star, rise up into the top of the stage and for the whole show to then unfold. We give all that we've got for the ones that we love. Why did Jesus come? The person who was responsible for that advert said that they wanted to capture the passion, the emotion, the excitement of this festive season, something that people of all ages hold in common. Why did Jesus come? Well, Jesus came because he wanted to give everything he had to those that he loves. In our reading, we found that this message is coming from a reliable source. And we've been used to the last few weeks of fake news, of inflated promises, sometimes lies. But here's a reliable source. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. So when Paul talks about why Jesus came, he's saying something that can be depended upon, that can be trusted. And I've said it a number of times, but it's worth repeating, that the good news about Jesus is good news because it is true news. To declare that there was something that could change an individual, that could make a huge transformative difference in a person's life, and for it not to be true would be cruel. The news about Jesus is good news because it is true news. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. It's interesting that throughout the Christmas story, that word save or saviour crops up lots of times. A rescuer, someone coming in to rescue those in need of salvation. Christ Jesus came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. What an astonishing action it was that Christ came. For people who are unlike him, and people who don't always like him, don't always want him, don't always want his way, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save people who were indifferent to him, hostile to him. He came to give it all. He came to rescue those who are undeserving of his attention, undeserving of his love. Sinners are welcome. Now, that's a word that kind of grates somewhat. It kind of somewhat makes us uncomfortable, this whole idea of a sinner. But the great thing about this is that in the message, those who are unlike Jesus are welcomed by him. It highlights that people are different, but it highlights that Jesus wants to welcome those who are different. You may have noticed as you came in the doorway this evening that there's a statement across the doorway as you enter. Accept one another as Christ has accepted you. There is a remarkable welcome by the Lord Jesus Christ of those who are different to him. He has come to save sinners. Nearly 1,500 years ago, a great preacher, Augustine, said this: if a great doctor came down from heaven, well, then there must be someone with a great illness. And the someone with the great illness is the whole human race. When we talk about a sinner, we think about the fact that people don't match up to what God expects, that people fall short of what God requires. But also we think about the fact that if we're in need of a doctor, that, as you know, if you've tried to get into the doctors recently, you really need to persuade the receptionist that you're sick. The doctor has come and we are in need of his treatment. 100,000 fans in a huge field on a farm at Glastonbury were electrified by a set by the grime artist Stormzy. In particular, a song that has these words: "You fix me, now I'm blinded by your grace." Now, Stormzy sang a song like this, which highlights the grace of God, the goodness of God to those who are broken. Although some of his songs contain words that you don't normally find in Sunday school. But this song is remarkable as a look back to what had shaped him, what he'd learnt perhaps as a child or a teenager. "Lord, I've been broken, although I'm not worthy. You fix me. I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me." There's the language. The language of being broken, the language of being unworthy, the language of being in need of salvation. Why did Jesus come? Well, Stormzy has captured it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Paul says, I'm not pointing a finger here, for he says, of whom I am the worst. You see, when you get close to the light, you realize how many imperfections you have in your life. When you stay in the darkness, well, you can be pretty much oblivious of all of that. But you get close to the light of God's graciousness, well, then suddenly all the marks and wrinkles and blemishes show up. What good news it is that God is gracious. He is patient with people. He's willing to welcome people. He's willing to let people into his home, into his family, even though they've taken little interest in him in the past. We can't think ourselves free. We can't educate ourselves free. We can't feel our ways free. We need to be freed by someone, a rescuer, and Jesus is that rescuer. And this rescue comes not because of the goodness of our hearts, but because of the goodness of his heart. I love a statement that describes Christmas so very well from one of Paul's other letters. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." You see, it's an incredible source that Jesus comes from. "Now unto the King eternal immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honour and glory forever and ever. Amen. It is the King who has come. It is the King of glory who has come to be born and placed in a wooden manger, and then some 33 years later to be nailed to a wooden cross. It is the King who has come. You know, this year, one pop sensation was the 9th album by a man called Kanye West with the title Jesus is King. It came into the Billboard charts at number one. It also surprisingly topped the charts in the Christian charts and the gospel charts too, because again, this singer who had sprinkled some words in his previous albums that didn't normally feature in Sunday school either, had released a whole album of songs all about Jesus. And with the title, Jesus is King. What a remarkable thing that is. Now, I can't see into Kanye West's mind. I don't know whether this is a passing phase or some kind of smart career move or whether it's genuine. But certainly the songs do indicate the importance of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ can do. Going to church this Sunday for the first time because Jesus is the King. That's what he sings. Now, remarkably, because of the success of the album, that statement, Jesus is King, appeared in many prominent places. High skyscrapers in Manhattan, large venues where people went to hear his music. And at Christmas time, we also remember that the tiny king was born. The King of all the world has come and been born in a stable. That Christ Jesus has come to rescue, to save, to deliver. On one of the songs that Kanye West sings, he uses words that are found in the New Testament. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. And of course, that's the issue of Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. Will we be king of our own lives, unbending and rigid? Or will we see our own brokenness and unworthiness, as Stormzy sang, and discover it's only Jesus who can actually fully fix us, fully forgive us, fully rescue us? Why did Jesus come? Because out of the goodness of his heart, the King wants to share his welcome, his mercy, with his creation. What a wonderful message. What good news that is. Is he your king? Is he king of your life? King of your heart? He invites you to make him that this Christmas time. Amen.